Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Here comes Patrick Kane back to Chicago. I almost said back home, but that would have been Buffalo. It's exciting news, and our Blackhawks insider, Charlie Romoliotis, is with us. And were you surprised, Charlie? Did you think this would happen?
Well, it's kind of funny because it was going to be a homecoming one way or another. He was coming home to Chicago or he was going home to Buffalo. And so he chose the home that he called for 16 years back in Chicago. And I don't know that I'm surprised. Well, I guess I should say I was surprised maybe a couple weeks ago that Chicago was back in the mix, because I think the Blackhawks had made it known that they wanted to clear the decks from the Stanley Cup winning players, from Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane a couple years ago, because they wanted to usher in a new core, like let them organically, let the locker room become theirs, right? So they didn't have to be in the shadows of some of those players. But now that the rebuild has moved forward in a few years and the players are more comfortable in their own skin, they are ready to take this next step. It made sense to bring a guy like Patrick Kane back. And so it's awesome that he wanted to return as well.
Hey, Charlie, this is not one of those feel-good type of moves. I mean, he's 37, but he's still got something left in the tank, doesn't he?
For sure. And I don't think he would have come back to Chicago if he didn't feel like he couldn't help elevate Chicago back into being a playoff contender. Like, I don't think he comes back here thinking this is, you know, victory lap situation, just waving to the fans, thanks for everything. Like, he still feels like he has a lot of hockey left in him. And I mean, you think of look at what the Pittsburgh Penguins did this year. Like, everyone thought they were going to be a bottom five team in the NHL, and then you have, you know, a 39-year-old player in Evgeny Malkin who is a point-per-game player, and he's in his, like, 20th NHL season. So, like, there's a real possibility that Patrick Kane can still be a high-level producer, and I think it would be really, really fun if we saw 88 and 98 on the same line, which I imagine we're going to see for the next couple years.
And what do you make of the two-year deal? Do you think that was a tipping point for him in a decision-making process to know that he'd be around for a couple of years?
I think if anything, it tells the Blackhawks that, hey, we don't want you here just for a year and just, you know, for it to be a victory lap situation. I think they offered the second year because they felt like Kane could help elevate the Blackhawks, not just maybe knock on the door of the playoffs this year, but also next year. And, you know, like, I don't know exactly what Buffalo was offering Patrick Kane. Like, I don't know if maybe Buffalo was only offering 1 year and the Hawks were two, and then he decided to lean the 2 year. But I do just think, like, Patrick Kane on a 2 year contract, like, he was on 1 year deals the last 3 years in Detroit. And Kane has always been someone that believes he can play deep into his 30s, maybe even into his 40s. And so I can't imagine it was fun for him on 1 year deals the last 3 years. And so the Hawks giving him a 2 year contract, I think he appreciates the stability as well.
What do you think? Does this throw another player into the mix there for the captaincy coming up? I mean, do you think that it's a foregone conclusion, or is there still going to be some debate between him and Bedzie?
I still think it's going to be Connor Bedard. Like, he's going to wear the C, but I imagine Patrick Kane is going to wear an A. And it's kind of funny. There was a situation that happened over the summer this year at the World Championships where Team Canada gave Macklin Celebrini the captaincy. They announced that he was the captain for the tournament overseas. And then, like, a week later, Sidney Crosby decides he wants to join. And it was a big discussion in the hockey community. Like, oh, well, what happens? Well, Crosby's been Team Canada's captain for the last 15 years. Does Celebrini give Crosby the C? And Crosby just said, I don't care. Like, Celebrini can have the C. Like, I'm not. Crosby had the humility that he didn't need the C on his chest to know that, you know, he was still a big part of Team Canada. Yep. So I think it's going to be a similar situation here where nobody's going to mistake that this is obviously Connor Bedard's locker room, and Patrick Kane is just coming in here helping elevate what the Blackhawks have built over the last couple of years without him.
Well, a lot of people are going to want to be at the United Center the first night Patrick Kane is skating back on Chicago ice. Charlie Romiliotis, Blackhawks pregame and postgame host. It's going to be a fun season, more fun than anybody thought now, huh, Charlie?
I love it. Yeah, get out those 88 jerseys again and bring them back to the UC.
All right. Go Hawks. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.